The cost in casualties for a tiny island was terrible. The fine 1st Marine Division was shattered. It suffered a total loss of 6,526 men, 1,252 dead, and 5,274 wounded. The casualties in the division's infantry regiments were 1st Marines, 1,749, 5th Marines, 1,378, 7th Marines, 1,497. These were severe losses, considering that each infantry regiment started with about 3,000 men. The Army's 81st Infantry Division would lose another 3,278 men, 542 dead, and 2,736 wounded, before it secured the island. Most of the enemy garrison on Peleliu died. Only a few were captured. Estimates as to the exact losses by the Japanese vary somewhat, but conservatively, 10,900 Japanese soldiers died, and 302 became prisoners. Of the prisoners, only 7 were soldiers and 12 sailors. The remainder were laborers of other Oriental extractions. Company K, 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, went into Peleliu with approximately 235 men, the normal size of a World War II Marine rifle company. It left with only 85 unhurt. It suffered 64% casualties. Of its original 7 officers, 2 remained for the return to Pavuvu. For its actions on Peleliu and Ngesabas, the 1st Marine Division received the Presidential Unit Citation. Even at a distance, Peleliu was ugly with the jagged ridges and shattered trees. Haney came up alongside me and leaned on the rail. He looked gloomily at the island and puffed a cigarette. "Well, Haney, what did you think of Peleliu?" I asked. I really was curious what a veteran with a combat record that included some of the big battles of the Western Front during World War I thought of the first battle in which I had participated. I had nothing in my experience to make a comparison with Peleliu. Instead of the usual old salt comment, something like, "You think that was bad, you ought to have been in the old Corps," Haney answered with an unexpected, "Boy, that was terrible. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I'm ready to go back to the States. I've had enough after that." A common perception has it that the worst battle to any man is the one he had been in himself. In view of Haney's comments, I concluded that Peleliu must have been as bad as I thought it was, even though it was my first battle. Haney's long Marine Corps career as a combat infantryman certainly qualified him as a good judge of how bad a battle had been. His simple words were enough to convince me about the severity of the fight we had just been through. None of us would ever be the same after what we had endured. To some degree, that is true, of course, of all human experience. But something in me died at Peleliu. Perhaps it was a childish innocence that accepted as faith the claim that man is basically good. Possibly I lost faith that politicians in high places who do not have to endure war's savagery will ever stop blundering and sending others to endure it.